This is Cascadia Public Radio.
KUFO Portland.
I have a request tonight.
Arm the studio.
When you hear this, that is the introduction.
The loudspeaker spoke up and said,
"We see me."
The loudspeaker spoke up and said,
"We see me."
The loudspeaker spoke up and said,
"We see me."
I'm Clyde Lewis, and this is Ground Zero. Ground Zero coming to you live from Portland, Oregon, where it's warm, raining, and we're safe and sound. Not like the rest of the world, it seems to be in upheaval right now. Yeah, we're going to touch base on that a little bit. And it's going to be a little bit weird to talk about what I'm talking about tonight. It may frighten you a bit, because it's frightening me, and it's stressed me out the whole week. I don't know why I've allowed it to do that, but it has, because of what we've been talking about here on this program many times before. And it's something that's really, really on my mind. And I don't want, I really don't want to frighten you, but I want you to think long and hard about a few things tonight. And I know that everybody out there has been talking about the devastation, the heartbreak, the horrifying thing that happened in Haiti. And I'm saying, yeah, okay, that is horrifying. That is terrible. I've heard people like Danny Glover, who lives here in Oregon, Lake Oswego, getting up and saying stupidity, saying that, well, the reason why we had this earthquake was because of what happened with Obama in Copenhagen, how he didn't follow through on his promise that he was going to rid the world of global warming. I am tired of people using that as a front. There are many other reasons why things go down on this planet. The planet is a hostile place. It always has been. It's an alien world. It kills people. That's what this planet is. Okay? This planet is a death house disguised as an amusement park. And we came down here and we decided we'd play at this amusement park. And that is why we see things happen like what happened in Haiti. Well, this is why we see things like what happened in Louisiana. It has nothing to do with global warming. It has everything to do with the fact that tornadoes come, thunderstorms come, snowstorms come, things happen, and you know what? When we start seeing things happen like this and they're peculiar, we want to take the thing that the government says is going on, global warming, and we want to use that as the reason why things are happening. Well, I got other reasons why this could be happening. Now, I'm going to say right off the bat, this could all be one big natural occurrence. Okay, but I'm gonna go off and say that I have some real stuff I want to share with you tonight that I know is going to make you wonder about these, quote, natural occurrences. These natural occurrences that happen just out of the blue. Haiti is not on some active fault line, and don't let anybody kid you, okay? They have not had an earthquake there for 200 years. All right? Earthquakes happen anywhere, I know. The earth creates earthquakes, we have them, and that's what happens. It's caused from, you know, the tectonic plate shifting, it happens, and when stuff like this goes down, you know, especially in a place like Haiti, the poorest country in the world, okay? Poorest country in the world has happened. I know it's tragic, and I know people, you know, you open your mouth about Haiti, and the minute you start opening your mouth about Haiti, you start putting your foot in your mouth if you say anything that's a criticism or anything like that. Glover put a foot in his mouth by saying it was because Obama didn't follow through on his promise at Copenhagen. Pat Robertson, a man who claims to be a Christian, said that the reason why all this went down is because Haiti made a pact with Satan. And there are people out there that believe it. And that's why they had this happen to them. You know, 200 years later, Satan's decided to kill off at least a million people in that part of the country, in that part of the world. Come on. You know, and we always hear from people, oh, you know, we're not, the Christians aren't a religion of hatred. No, Islam is the religion of hatred. Jews are the religion of hatred. And those on those poor people who are dying in Haiti are in their predicament because of the fact they made a pact with the devil some 200 years ago against the French. Yeah. I don't buy it. I'm sure you don't either. I hope you don't. And if you do, that's okay too. I'd like to hear about it. But that's not the reason why I want to talk about Haiti. And I don't want to talk. And I want to talk about something else. I walked in tonight to the studios here at KUFO. I ran into Ditch, coolest guy in the world, program director here at KUFO. I walked in and I said to him, I said, hey, Ditch, how many earthquakes did we have in the past week or the past 2 weeks or whatever? He said, one that I know of, Haiti. And I said, yeah, I know. I said, what if I told you that we've had four? And he looked at me and he goes, which? I said, well, the first quake didn't happen in Haiti. The first quake happened in Eureka, California. Actually, in Arcata, California, there was an earthquake. And it was a 6.0 on the Richter scale. And it caused damage. In fact, if you go to my website right now at www.groundzeromedia.org, www.groundzeromedia.org, you go there. Click on the breaking news links. You'll find an article that I wrote called The Jericho Effect. And you can read that article on your own time, or you can read it right now. But there are three things in that article I want you to look at. One is I want you to take a look at the video that was taken just before the 6.5 earthquake hit in Arcata, California, in Eureka. It's near Eureka, Arcata, California. I want you to take a look at the dog in the video. I want you to watch him and how he reacts just before the earthquake hits. And then I want you to scroll down. And I want you to take a look at the earthquake video from Arcata, California. It was taken from a webcam, and it was an iReport video on CNN. Now, CNN's gone to great pains to say that they did not vet, it has not been vetted by them or verified by them. And there's a reason why. It's because if you watch the video, the camera should shake in the video, okay? But it doesn't shake. The video image warps. It warps and it basically ripples like it's turned to water. Now, one of the things that is interesting about TV cameras and monitors is that if you take a magnet, a very powerful magnet, and you place it near a monitor, a television monitor, you can do this at home, it'll just ruin your TV. So don't blame me if I tell you to do it and you do it, because it'll ruin your television set. If you take a very, very powerful magnet and you put it over your television screen, it will cause that effect. Okay? A magnetic effect. It's the same effect that's going on with this camera with the earthquake video from Arcata, California. So I'm going to focus on that for the moment. And the reason why I want to focus on that for the moment is because what happened with the Eureka quake is that the Eureka quake, the Arcata quake, happened right before the quake that happened in Haiti. Okay? And you notice the dog freak out, and you see the warbling, the warping of the camera. Now, I cannot verify what I'm about to tell you, but I do have people who have written me, and I cannot verify the veracity. Okay, I can't give you any veracity here because it's all hearsay. But I do have a CNN report that said basically the same thing as these people telling me in Arcata, California. Just before the earthquake hit, a number of people, most of them under 30, complained that right before the earthquake hit, they were having what felt like a tinnitus attack. It's that sound in your ears that you get after you go to a concert. All right? Your ears are just blasting with this ring. Now, older people can't pick up these tones. They're known as mosquito tones, and they're very high frequency. Now, you remember, a couple of weeks ago, I had said, and I had played sounds from space that claimed to be alien sounds, and people say, oh, my dogs and my cats went crazy. Well, I have some tones for you tonight that if you have your cats or your dogs near the speaker, it may drive them crazy. Some of you may not even hear these tones when I play them, but I'm going to play them for you because these are exactly the type of tones that a number of people from Arcata, California heard before the earthquake. I think the first tone I have is a 14 kilohertz tone. Now I'm going to play that 14 kilohertz tone right now so you can hear what they heard before the quake hit. Let's hear that now. Okay. Now, I'm estimating there was a 14 kilohertz. We're going to go to 15 now. We're going to play a 15 kilohertz tone. Here's a 15 kilohertz tone. Then I've got a 16 kilohertz tone. I believe I have a 17, too. I'm going to play that one right now. 17 kilohertz tone. There it is. Now, some of you may have heard those tones. Some of you may not have heard those tones. That's why it's difficult to verify whether or not this actually happened. But the people who I've talked with, the dogs and the cats that were listening to the show right now are probably freaking out because of the tones I just played. But the people that I talked with said that before the earthquake hit, the 6.4 earthquake hit in Arcata, California, they heard a very high-pitched tone. I tried to get other people to try and verify it. They couldn't because they said they don't remember hearing it. So I have to figure that these tones range anywhere from 14 to 17 kilohertz. Tones that cannot be heard by people who are over 30 years old. So we have a group of young people who have heard these tones go off right before the earthquake. And then what they said happened was there was a rolling feeling and then a slam. And then they heard a rumble of about, I'd say, it was a humming rumble that went through their body. And it made them feel tired. It gave them anxiety attacks. They didn't know what they were, what was going on. Now, I cannot tell you what happened in Haiti. I can't tell you that there was tones before. Now, scientists have said that there may be something called seismic chirps that happen before earthquakes, and that this is natural, but I'm thinking it's not. I have, that I want to play for you right now, is, and there's a video of it on my site, and you can go to groundzeromedia.org and listen to this, but I'm going to play for you right now the sound, and this is a girl who just watched the entire city of Port-au-Prince sink into the ground and devastated. And I'm going to play this for you now, and I want you to listen. She speaks, I guess, in whatever Haitian speak, Creole-French mixture. You get to hear that language. And then at the end, she says in English, so the whole world could hear, the world is coming to an end. Let's listen.
Yeah, a tremblement de terre. Et puis, y a un incendie. Et puis, voilà, je peux pas, ça veut pas. L'incendie est, l'incendie est là. Voilà, la petite chose là. Et maintenant, voici pour Port-au-Prince maintenant. Et j'en ai là, et puis il y a plein de choses là, la musique qui se sont cassées. Mais on a rien. L'île est là. Hey, Ebi, the world is coming to an end.
Just at the end, she has to say, the world is coming to an end. And if you look at all that devastation, you wonder what's up. What happened? I want to tell you something. The Arcata quake hit. Didn't get much fanfare here in the United States because earthquakes happen all the time in California. They just do. Northern California quake, no one bats an eye. Haiti quake, devastation, nearly a million killed, 200 years before the next quake. A lot of people say, oh, I predicted that quake. No, 200 years. Okay. But also, does anybody know that we had an earthquake in Venezuela just right after that quake hit? Another 6.0. And then a 7.4 hit in Argentina. Okay? Now that's a cluster of earthquakes in various parts and all devastating earthquakes and all being touted by government officials as being... It's being biblical damage, biblical, and we're focusing on Haiti, okay? No one's focusing on Argentina. No one's focusing on Venezuela. But see, we're hearing a bunch of people complain, you know, when Hugo Chavez says something and they're saying, well, how many planes did Venezuela send to the earthquake effort in Haiti? One. But see, they're dealing with their own earthquake right now, but we're not hearing about that, but they are, okay? And Argentina is dealing with an earthquake right now. A 7.4 earthquake. And here's another thing, too, that you may want to know. And if you look for it on the internet, I can't verify this either. But before the earthquake hit in Haiti, there was a huge ball of fire seen in the sky prior to the earthquake. Just like what happened in Indonesia back in 2004. Now, what does this tell me? We have tones, we have hums, we have anxiety, we have sickness. We have the zombie apocalypse happening right now in Haiti where they're using bodies as roadblocks. People with machetes are killing for food, and many people, I'm sure, are eating each other as we speak. A million, close to a million, are going to be dead out of that earthquake, maybe more. The whole area, if you take a look at the devastation on my website, it's going to be just a horrible thing. And immediately, we have President Clinton and President George H.W. Bush ready to go into that place like a bunch of ghouls, bringing in troops. And you have to ask yourself, whoa, is this a help thing or is this an invasion? What better way to take over a poor country and basically have Monsanto provide the water and the new GM crops? What better way to have Halliburton come in and rebuild? Disaster capitalism at its finest, and we're there to make it happen. Maybe it's because it's man-made and not natural. Now, I know you're probably going to laugh at me and say, well, Clyde, how could it be man-made? Well, I remember the first Ground Zero that I did at KUFO. It wasn't too long ago. Ground Zero show dealt with something that happened over Norway. It was around December 8th and 9th, 2009. Something was fired into the sky in Norway. And according to a number of sources, reported sources, that something similar to the HAARP project was being used to stabilize what looked like a black hole above Norway as the CERN Large Hadron Collider was firing that night. Okay? Now, think of the date, December 8th, December 9th. It's exactly 1 month later. Exactly 1 month later, we have these earthquakes. The week before, I tell you that the entire northern hemisphere is in deep freeze. I tell you that the weather is not right, that the temperatures are dropping into the 20s all the way into the bottom near Florida, the Gulf states, Beijing, China, Japan, South Korea. Now, You can look this up. I'm not lying to you. CERN was fired. The Large Hadron Collider, which is a collider that's supposed to take and smash atoms underneath the Earth, probably a lot harder than any nuclear warhead. The reason why they're doing it is because they want to open up a gateway to find out the origins of God. It's called the Higgs boson. It's called the God particle. It's called creating a genesis below the planet Earth. One of the things that they can do, and they won't know, they can't know, and if they did know, they wouldn't tell you, was that doing something like that under the Earth, smashing things of great magnitude like that under the Earth, can create something called a strangelet. A strangelet is like a black hole, and they're hoping that something that's small, about the size of an atom, a black hole, would evaporate before it has a chance to get into the planet and go to the Earth's core. If an iron atom that is a strangelet goes to the Earth's core, it changes the makeup of that core. And what it can do is it can expand slowly, or it can bounce around like a BB in a boxcar, and it can hit the Earth in different areas and create earthquakes. Cluster earthquakes. Now, if you think that that's just by chance, when they first tried to fire the Hadron Collider in September of 2009, Iran had a 6.5 earthquake on the same day. A month later, we have an earthquake in Arcata, California, an earthquake in Argentina, an earthquake in Venezuela, and the big one that we're hearing about in Haiti. And do you think they'd tell you if a strangelet got into the planet and caused earthquakes? No, I don't think so. Can they tell you if they screwed up the planet? I don't think so. They're not going to tell you. They're not going to tell you because it would frighten everyone. But it's something you need to consider. And when they're using ionospheric heaters to make this happen, you're messing with the troposphere. You're messing with what's above and what's below. And so it's all theory, I know, but we'll talk more about it. The number to call is 1-800-344-KUFO. 1-800-344-KUFO. Give me a call. Tell me what you think about this whole thing. Let me know. Because I really am concerned about what they might have been doing at CERN. The Large Hadron Collider firing up, creating something that I'd like to call the Jericho Effect, and I will talk more about that, too. That's all coming up on Ground Zero. 1-800-344-KUFO. We'll be back.
Tired of your boring dead-end job? Well, listen to this. My office is 300 feet off the ground. I'm a wind turbine technician. Wind turbines generate clean energy from wind. At Northwest Renewable Energy Institute, get a jump on serious job opportunities in an industry that's growing fast. Classes start every month. In just 6 months, you're qualified as a wind turbine technician. Learn more at nw-rei.com. That's nw-rei.com. Or call 360-695-2500.
Can you hear that? Can you hear it?
It's very annoying.
I hear it.
Can you hear that sound? That ringing? That hissing?
I can't get to sleep with it.
I can't concentrate. I hear it constantly.
You can't hide from it.
Everywhere I go, it doesn't go away. It drives me nuts.
It's tinnitus.
A constant ringing in your ear caused by loud machines.
Loud music.
Ah, finally. Quietus.
I love Quietus. Quietus will stop the ringing fast.
Quietus is all-natural, chewable, quiet relief.
Quiet relief so I can work.
I now get a full night's rest. Quietus has helped thousands of people with tinnitus.
Quietus is real, my friend.
Quietus has changed my life.
Call right now for your risk-free trial of Quietus at 1-800-724-0763. That's 1-800-724-0763. Stop the ringing now. 1-800-724-0763. That's 1-800-724-0763.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com for a limited time only, and you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select one item at 50% off, you'll receive three free adult DVDs for a little inspiration, plus a free extra gift so sensual we can't even mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not kidding. So check out AdamandEve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type WOW for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get three free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use the offer code WOW at AdamandEve.com.
You know when you bite into something new and you think, I know this taste, I love this taste. 100% pure beef, that tangy special sauce, lettuce, pickles, onions, and cheese. It all seems so deliciously familiar, yet so new. Say hello to the new Mac Snack Wrap, that famous Big Mac taste, wrapped up in a warm flour tortilla, all for just $1.49. Get reacquainted with that Big Mac taste you crave. McDonald's new Mac Snack Wrap, the only wrap worthy of the name. Mac. Prices and participation may vary.
Now that McDonald's has the new dollar menu at breakfast, feel free to hit the snooze again and again. Because now, five breakfast favorites, like our hearty sausage burrito and bold cup of premium roast coffee, are not only quick and easy, but just a dollar each. So get some more sleep. We've got breakfast taken care of, and nobody makes breakfast like McDonald's.
At participating McDonald's.
This is not a test. It is the future. Ground Zero with Clyde Lewis.
About 4 weeks ago, Governor Jesse Ventura on True TV, his television show was called Conspiracy Theory. Actually went on the air and talked with Dr. Nick Begich, who's a friend of mine, and spoke with him about HARP, which is the High Frequency Active Auroral Research Program. If you can use HARP, you use resonant wave effects to speak to submarines in the waters and all over. In fact, resonant wave effects can start anywhere from 11 to 17 kilohertz. You can hear these low pitches that happen, 30 to 80 hertz, whatever. And they actually do low frequency, and they can go into the troposphere, and they can they go in the ionosphere, and they can heat it up just so they can lower it to speak to people in submarines. And when they do that, it can cause earthquakes and weather problems. Now, if what went on at CERN on December 8th and 9th, and we saw it above Norway, and we saw that big hole open up in the sky, and something went wrong at CERN, and it strangely got into the Earth's core, we would be experiencing a cluster of earthquakes. Now, they said it would take anywhere from a month to a year to 6 years, a month to the date. We have this effect where everything starts vibrating and everything starts, you know, and I call it the Jericho effect for one reason and one reason only, because Hillary Clinton called it a biblical disaster. And when I think of the words biblical, I think of all kinds of things, and one of the things I think of is if you read the biblical records, the biblical accounts about Joshua, he sent his troops to circle the walls of the city of Jericho for 6 days, and he carried the Ark of the Covenant, yes, from the Raiders of the Lost Ark, that one and only Ark of the Covenant. He held it before him, they blew trumpets, and on the seventh day they circled the city seven times, and the walls came tumbling down to the city as they blew trumpets, and they fired the Ark at the city. Now, if you know something about the Ark of the Covenant, you take a look at it, it's like a huge battery. Okay, it has two angels on top of it, or two cherubim that are like terminals, positive and negative. And that thing can create and generate resonant noise, and it probably brought down a high power frequency, brought down those walls. It wasn't some miracle from God. It was science. It was like the HARP project. And if you fire it at some place, if you can target it, which we have that kind of technology, if you target it, you can bring down cities, you can destroy them. Hell, Tesla talked about it. The Germans had the Nazis knew how to do it. In fact, it was rumored that they created an earthquake in Turkey. The Russians have the same power as well. And there are treaties that say that you can't use these weapons You can't use the earth as a weapon of mass destruction, but they are and they will, and it looks like they're doing it now with these earthquakes. Let's go to Rob right now on line six. Rob, hi, you're on Ground Zero. Go ahead.
Hey, Clyde, how you doing?
Good, how you doing, man?
I'm on my way home from work. These frequencies, this is the weapon powering up is what it is. And so they can destroy whole cities instead of having to ship people off to the camps. They'll just destroy a whole city, then they can control the weather so that the monsoons can come in and completely annihilate everything.
Well, isn't it interesting how we're just right off the bat with, like, aircraft carriers and cruisers and all the money. Please, give your money. And you have Clinton and you have George H.W. Bush. They did the same thing with Indonesia when the tsunami hit. And it's like, is this an invasion or is this help? I tend to think it's an invasion.
Well, this is how the corporate right gets their foothold in. The governments control nothing anymore. It's the corporations. The governments do everything the corporations want because the governments want the money.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just the way, the war, we can't go in under the guise of the war on terror anymore or going to help the impoverished or anything like that. So they have to create something so that we can get footholds.
Don't you find it interesting and kind of convenient that it was Clinton and Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton during their time that they really wanted to improve on Haiti? And now, we have a great opportunity now to bring Halliburton and Monsanto into the picture. And all these Americanized companies are going to bring them food and water. And they're all going to make money off this disaster capitalism. I find it ghoulish.
Yeah, there's nothing convenient about it. It's all planned. I mean, there's a plan. They have it. They're not going to tell us. So, I mean, there's nothing really that we can do except for hang on for the ride and hope that we can survive in small pockets of rebellion.
So I have a question for you. Do you think it was HAARP that brought down Haiti?
Quite possibly, yeah.
Okay. Do you think it was HAARP? Do you think it was maybe, do you think it was CERN? Do you think CERN had something to do with it? The Hadron Collider, maybe it was like the Jericho effect that they do the damage and then the echoes are going to be happening for years to come because they let a strangelet into the cores of the Earth's core?
Well, even maybe the echoes aren't just echoes. Maybe it's a targeting system and they've already targeted. They turn this thing on and say, okay, within the next, say, months to 12 years, everything will be taken care of that we need to be taken care of.
Right.
And they get their foothold in, and I mean, I've watched the world and our government, greatest country in the world, United States, just completely go down the drain.
Mm. Well, hey, Rob, this has really been upsetting for me to go over this. I've been focusing on this. I mean, I do news reporting, and I see this, and I'm thinking, what else? I mean, you hear these tones, the tones that they said they heard in California, the hums, the tones, the chirps, the seismic drones. They had earthquake weather in China before the Beijing quake. I mean, this stuff people could talk about, but it doesn't make the mainstream news, and I'm bringing it out to you tonight. Rob, thanks for your call, okay?
Hey, thanks for talking to me, Clay.
You bet. Bye-bye. Let's go to Jesse now on one. Hi, Jesse, you're on Ground Zero. Go ahead.
Hey, theory on the whole Hadron Collider thing.
Mm-hmm.
If they were to be using it and such, why would they be using it on American soil?
They didn't use it on American soil. It's not American. This is not an American thing. What it is, see, here's the deal. When you fire something that big, okay, when you fire something, I don't know if you know how big this is. This is bigger than any atomic explosion you can throw underneath the earth. This is creating what is known as a Genesis effect. This is kind of tapping into the mind of God, okay, literally. This is what they're saying. They're opening up dimensions in the mind of God. Something so big that was basically hidden into the troposphere and ionospherically heated above Norway in December, denied by them as something that they did, although we're now seeing repercussions, or what I call the Jericho effect, where things are now resonating under the planet, and we're seeing these clusters of earthquakes. Not just Haiti. Remember, we had Arcata, California. If you take a look at these videos on my website, they're peculiar. Arcata, California. A dog heard the tones before it went down and took off. Arcata, California, we've got that. We've got Haiti. We've got Argentina. We've got Venezuela. You don't hear about those places that just got hit by earthquakes. And there may be more to come with these clusters. And they came within, actually, to the day, a month to the day, of the firing of that collider. And not only that, but they also use HAARP, and they use something called ESAT, which is another version of HAARP. HAARP in Alaska isn't the only isn't the only locale now. They've got them all over the place, and they are ionospheric heaters that they can use to basically communicate with the military under really low-frequency tones. And so when they do that, they don't know where it's going to hit unless they can pinpoint it and target it, and they can do that too. And the reason why they do it on American soil is not, I mean, look, you're trying to tell me that there's no money in disasters? I mean, Bush and Clinton know that now. They're over there in Haiti, and they want your money.
Yeah, totally.
Okay? They want your money, and people, I mean, they're playing on your sympathies, and heck, of course they need the money, but I'm wondering, is the money really going to get to them?
Well, another thing you can also think about is now they can start doing the thing similar to the 50s with the bomb shelters.
But of course.
Here in America, they can like start doing earthquake proofing and such.
Oh, I'm sure. And that'll happen as well. And people are always worried about earthquakes. Heck, here in the Great Northwest, they're already talking about the possibility of not if, but when. And so that's what we have to deal with.
Yeah.
I got to go to another call. I appreciate it.
Okay, have a good one.
You too. Let's go to Chris in Clackamas. Hi, Chris. You're on Ground Zero.
Hey, how's it going, man?
Good. How you doing?
All right, I just want to, on the Large Hadron Collider, I mean, you kind of said it yourself that if it's, when the protons actually collide, it can create these stranglets,
mm-hmm.
which the collider has only been in test phase so far. No protons have actually collided yet.
No, they fired it on the 9th.
Yeah, they have started it up. But what they're doing is they're basically spinning the protons around the collider. They have, at no time have they ever collided.
So they haven't collided yet, but yet we go back in September when they first fired it, and Iran had an earthquake. They fired it again, and we have a spiralite over Norway, and then 1 month to the day we have earthquakes in Argentina, Venezuela, and Haiti, and possibly the Arcata quake, which a lot of people are saying now that they heard tones and they felt hums and they felt this rolling sensation and then a slam like somebody had hit the earth.
Okay, well, I mean, that would be fine, but there's a huge possibility of that just being a coincidence. I mean, I don't.
There is a huge possibility, but how coincidental is a cluster of earthquakes and hearing tones? I mean, like the tones that I was playing earlier. I mean, let's see if we can play some of those tones again. I want you to hear them again. This is what people were hearing prior to the earthquake, and I just want to know. I mean, and you can see the video of the dog. I mean, he takes off, man. Just listen to these tones. Let's throw another one out there just so you remember it. Okay, I think that's enough. You see, they heard those tones, and then they felt a rumble, and they felt sick, and they had anxiety afterwards. You know, either the earth does that, and people are extra sensitive to it, or something was going on.
Okay, well, for one, I'm in a room with a bunch of people who are over 30.
Sure.
And we've all heard that loud and clear.
Okay.
There is no possible way that firing up that Hadron Collider could have created a strangelet in any way. There no protons were
that you know of.
That well, yeah.
That you know of. Are you a CERN scientist?
No, I'm not. But
okay. Now, what if I were to tell you? Okay. Now, did you see the Norway spiral?
Yes, I did.
Okay. What did you think that was? Did you think that was a Russian rocket? Like they denied it was, but did you think it was a Russian rocket?
Truthfully, I'm not one to assume. I need facts, and I didn't have enough facts to go by on okay. any of that. Obviously, something odd was and strange was happening.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, I take everyone's word for granted. So what they tell me, I don't know. And,
okay.
I need proof for myself.
I appreciate that. I want to tell you something. We're going to another call, but first I want to talk about this. Okay. Thanks for the call. It was reported, and I'm going to tell you this now, just so, I mean, if nothing collided, then I could be wrong. If nothing slammed together, I could be wrong. But it was reported this. And this is reported now. I can't verify this, but I'm going to say it anyway. I'm going to just, you can look it up. It was reported in the Pakistani Times. This is in Pakistan. It was reported that subatomic particles smashed together underneath the Earth at CERN. They were somehow transferred to the massive partial reflection medium frequency atmospheric radar facility that was located in Ramfjorden, Norway. It was operated by the European Incoherent Scatter Facility, which is known as ESCAT. It's a radar and ionospheric heating facility, like HAARP. Now, these scientists allegedly were working under the supervision of the American High Frequency Active Auroral Research Program, HAARP. They transferred the high-energy beam being received by Ramsfjordin, and it was then pulsed vertically into the upper atmosphere above Norway at 2.43 megahertz by the MF radar antenna, which resulted in a spiral light display and quite possibly the Jericho effect that we're talking about tonight. Okay? Quite possibly. Because if this happened, they could have opened up a hole in the thermosphere, and you see that video. They could have opened up a hole in the thermosphere. It would have allowed allowing the troposphere to be superheated, and it would cause resonant effects to create weather fluctuations and earthquakes. And we had last week the coldest winter. In fact, you can go. I was watching this the other day. England now is basically firing their weather people because they said it would be a mild winter because they were going on reports of global warming when in reality it was so cold that they had to fire a few of them because they were all wrong. And, you know, people say, oh, it's just a normal winter time. And Clyde, you know, you're wrong for pointing out that global warming is a fallacy, especially when it's winter time. How unfair is that? Well, you know what? It was cold from the top of the globe to the southern part of the globe. And if anything happens, whether it be HAARP or whether it be CERN, whether you're smashing protons and electrons together or not, it can cause weather fluctuations and it can cause earthquakes and it can cause problems with the troposphere. It can cause all these problems. And what they will do is they will turn it around on you and they will say, it's your fault for exhaling. It's your fault for driving your car. It's your fault for doing all this stuff. And then they're going to tax the hell out of you because you're going to go, oh, okay, I give. I did wrong. And they're basically screwing up the planet and screwing up the atmosphere. They're playing God, and we're letting them. There is no God. They're making it clear to you that there is no God. They are God. How are you going to deal with that? Your own government that tells you, oh, everything is based on Jesus. Everything is based on... They don't care about Jesus or God. All they care about is money and control. They're going after the people when they're down, and they're going to take over, and they're going to take everything away from them and give them what they want them to have. It's sick.
One 800 344 KUFO.
That's 1-800-344-KUFO. They don't care about God. They want to play God. They have HAARP. They have ESAT. They have the Partial Reflection Medium Frequency Atmospheric Radar Facility. They have CERN. They want to bump open a stargate so they can talk to whatever God they think is out there. Just remember Stephen King's movie, The Mist. Remember that? The Arrowhead Project? Yeah, there was a huge storm that came in before. The weather changed. The fog came in. And everything went crazy after that. Why? Because they tried to do the same thing that they want to do at CERN. And now we have the Jericho effect to deal with as the walls come tumbling down and biblical damage. I'm Clyde Lewis. This is Ground Zero, and we'll be back.
Make it a new phone year with CarToys' epic upgrade event. Check out the latest Android phones like the T-Mobile Click, now only $79.99. Or Verizon's Motorola Droid with Google Voice Search. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
Oregon's largest Honda dealer is making it easy. At J. Lee's Gladstone Honda, home of the 5-minute online quote. Just log on to GladstoneHonda.com, select your new Honda, and receive a no-haggle or hassle quote within 5 minutes. Online 24 hours a day at GladstoneHonda.com. You'll be glad you did.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to AdamandEve.com for a limited time only, and you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select one item at 50% off, you'll receive three free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus a free extra gift so sensual, we can't even mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not kidding. So check out AdamandEve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type WOW for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get three free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use the offer code WOW at AdamandEve.com.
101 KUFO, PDX Connect.
Sleep Country USA is collecting new pajamas for local foster kids of all sizes, but your help is needed. Bring your gift of new pajamas to Sleep Country. Call 1-888-88-SLEEP. Nemesis Jiu-Jitsu Academy specializes in grappling training for sport and self-defense. Learn about the grand opening sign-up specials. Tell them KUFO sent you. Nemesis is next to PGE Park on 19th and Southwest Morrison, or call 503-477-6248. And KUFOers, now at Burger King, five value meals for under $5 each. No matter the craving, from tacos to double cheeseburgers, stretch and your dollar has never tasted so good. Have it your way. Offer good on small value meals only. Price and participation may vary. Call 1-800-COMCAST and get the Comcast Triple Play. Enjoy thousands of on-demand choices. Watch your favorite movies and TV shows online and make all the nationwide calls you want with the home phone service. Call 1-800-COMCAST today and get the Comcast Triple Play.
PDX Connect. 101 KUFO.
Groceries.
The bath. 9-11. 9-9-11.
And the agony.
Leave me alone!
Being connected to everything in the universe. Ground Zero with Clyde Lewis.
Why in the Ground Zero? Hot thought.
Norwegian authorities are investigating strange lights seen in the Arctic sky. The spiraling white light was seen for several minutes Wednesday morning.
Hey, look, we turned the machine on, nothing happened. And these guys didn't know what they were talking about. We start feeling earthquakes because the underlying mantle, the pressure beneath that would be diminishing, and that would start causing the shifts in the in our upper mantle and the plates that surround our upper mantle that constitute our continent. We start sliding, slipping.
For human exposure. Severe neurological or psychological.
This just into CNN, a 6.5 magnitude quake has struck off the coast of Northern California. The USGS says it was about 25 miles from the city of Eureka. So far, there have been no reports of serious damage or any reports of injuries. Now, a resident of Ferndale, California, describes it as a, quote, rolling event. She says it rolled and rolled and then it slammed.
In the wake of the horrors of Haiti, we're hearing tonight another earthquake has struck, this time in Venezuela, which is also, of course, in the Caribbean region.
Let us have faith. Because there is no God. Let us have faith. Because.
shall see darkness. You shall see good and evil. You shall see city walls crumble and towers fall.
Is Ground Zero. We've had one of the coldest winters in the Northern Hemisphere. The chill has lowered all the way to the Gulf states. We've now had these earthquakes exactly 1 month after the appearance of the doomsday spiral over Norway. We have reports that they tried to basically stabilize this hole or this big explosion in the sky. Whatever it was that you saw, if you came to my website and you saw it, or if you look it up on the internet, it's a doomsday spiral over Norway. We've had these weather and seismic anomalies since the CERN LHC, Large Hadron Collider, fired inside the Earth, creating what I call a Jericho effect, where resonant vibrations and perhaps even atomic strangeness have fallen into the Earth's core. Now, we had a caller that said, oh, there are no strangeness that fell in the Earth's core, but you don't know that. And even if they did fall into the Earth's core, you wouldn't know. They wouldn't tell you. But you could start seeing a cluster of earthquakes, which I once again reiterate, Arcata, California, Haiti, Venezuela, Argentina, who's next? We'll never know the long-term consequences of any kind of thermal inversion caused by the puncturing of our atmosphere by either the HAARP technologies that I spoke of, or whatever they tried to stabilize over Norway. We will never know if a Jericho effect is taking place as cluster quakes reverberate after an unbelievable explosion under the Earth, if that's what happened. And, of course, people will debate whether or not it did. They haven't fired it yet. Well, if they have or they hadn't, you know, it all goes back to the idea and the test firing. They had an, you can go and look it up and check the dates. They test fired it again in September, and we had an earthquake in Iran. Now, I call it the Jericho effect, but there's something called the butterfly effect. I don't know if you've heard about that, too, where if a butterfly flaps his wings in Mongolia, there's a thunderstorm in Texas. It's chaos theory. It's complexity theory, and it happens on this planet. I go to Derek right now from Oak Grove. Hi, Derek. You're on Ground Zero.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. The whole thing is that, you know, isn't it kind of funny how all this stuff, all this time we've been worried about uranium enrichment in Iran, How do we know that they're not doing the same freaking thing that we're that they're doing there? And that's the reason why all this.
Oh, hell yeah. Think about this, okay? Remember that whole big scare about pandemic flu?
Yes.
Do you remember that the only reason why we worried about H1N1 and the only reason why we worried about avian flu in 1918 was because some American scientist went in and got the tissue off a frozen cadaver and basically resurrected the disease. Now, I'll tell you this. If that was done in Iran or Iraq, we would go after this son of a bee and we would basically try him and shoot him or hang him. You know, Saddam Hussein got hung because he turned his own weapons or his biological weapons on his own people, allegedly. And yet we have a guy here in the United States who resurrected a biological contaminant that they now have encapsulated as a biological threat. And they have it encapsulated, and it's on pallets sitting at Dugway somewhere in the West Deserts of Utah. And guess what its nomenclature number is? It is US-666.
Isn't that considerate?
Yeah, and even the British version is EU-666. Go ahead and look this up. I'm not making it up. EU-666 and US-666. Those are the numbers for the flus that they basically resurrected, put in capsules, and are sitting somewhere on a pallet at some place like Dugway.
Right. And the whole thing is that here in, there in Iran, we're so worried about uranium enrichment, and we're so worried about them getting nuclear power. What if they're doing something different, and they're doing the same experiment to resonate something, to do a sound? Isn't it so ironic that the poorest countries in the world are the ones that are hit with earthquakes?
Remember this much. Ahmadinejad had said, and this is what he said. He said, we're keeping the Mahdi from coming. The Mahdi is their Christ. The Mahdi is their weird special event like the second coming. So I suggest we think about that.
Well, always.
Anyway, thank you for the call, man. It is a strange world out there, and I got more to come. I got more to tell you about, because it just seems to me that, I mean, if you have something else you'd like to add, please call me. 1-800-344-KUFO. 1-800-344-KUFO. Be patient. I will get to your calls. Hey, I'd like to thank Max tonight. The guy got the article up just so quick on the website at groundzeromedia.org. Take a look at those videos. I'd like to have somebody comment on the videos that I put up there, because they're really strange. We'll be back with more. Keep it here on Ground Zero.
Scared.
The war is coming to an end! The war is coming to an end!
Come for. At any time, in any place. There is only one way to save our city.
The loudspeaker spoke up and said,
"Wayne, save me."
The loudspeaker spoke up and said,
Clyde Lewis, and this is Ground Zero. Ground Zero comes to you tonight live and in color from Portland, Oregon. We're here at KUFO. The number is to call 1-800-344-KUFO. 1-800-344-KUFO. You know, I want to say something. I'm declaring from right here, this radio show, this radio station, when are people going to start thinking in the 21st century and stop thinking 20th century? The reason why I ask this is because the technologies are there. I'm not making it up. I'm not making it up at all. The technologies are there to basically turn on you. People always say, why would they do it on American soil? I'll tell you why they would do it on American soil. Because you know what? They don't care about you. You know, you have faith in your leaders and you have faith in all these people. They don't care about you. They don't. They make you all these promises and they sweet talk you just so they can get your vote. And then they bend you over and they give you the, you know what? And they do it because they have the money to do it. They have the money to tax you to you know where because they say that the planet's warming up. They say that you exhaling is causing a little problem with the planet. And yet they've got all this technology like CERN and HARP and ESAT. They're able to cook the ionosphere, and you don't think that does damage to the planet? You don't think that wreaks havoc on the troposphere? You don't think that gives people reason to wonder if maybe CERN or HARP is causing these earthquakes? I can't believe it, you know? People still hanging on to those belief systems from the 20th century. I guess that's why I'm here, huh? To tell you what's going on. They're not going to report to you that they slammed protons and neutrons and all these things together under the planet, causing an atomic reaction far, far more outrageous than any bomb could do. You know, when they blew up the bomb at Trinity, when they blew up the atomic bomb, you know, the Manhattan Project was a secret. No one knew about it. They didn't know a damn thing about it. They didn't know that they were going to create something that they're going to call the finger of God. They didn't know that. And Oppenheimer, the guy who basically was there at Trinity, the guy that was involved, said that what they did is before it happened, they were so worried that if they set the bomb... News says, I have become death, the destroyer of worlds. And do you know what sits at CERN? That's right, you guessed it. Vishnu. The god of death. And they care about you. Fat chance. They got all this technology. They got all these war weapons, and they can turn the earth into a weapon of mass destruction, and yet they can convince you that you're doing wrong. Driving your car. Exhaling. Cows farting. God, what else can they come up with? People will believe it, because they got more money than you do, and obviously they're in their places of power because, well, they're making more money because they're smarter than me. They're making more money because they just happen to be in the right place at the right time. They just happen to be part of the CIA. They just happen to be part of the NSA. They just happen to be inside. Inside money, inside friends. It's all part of the big crony system that we have. That's what it is. And you have to outsmart them. Because just like Las Vegas, the house is against you. And you got to beat them at their own game. And you have to support them or not support them. And the way to not support them is not give them your money. Because they're going to take it and they're just going to abuse it just like they abuse everything else. 1-800-344-KUFO. 1-800-344-KUFO. Let's go to Missy. Hi, Missy. You're on Ground Zero.
Hi, Clyde. I just wanted to start off by saying I absolutely love your show. I listen to it almost every week now.
Thank you.
I do have a couple of things that I want to talk to you about. There is this movie called Zeitgeist, and I don't know if you've seen it yet, but it basically talks about how the government is a fraud and how the government pretty much overpowers us and takes everything over, and they pretty much play God. And in that movie, they talk about the World Trade Centers, the Twin Towers collapsing,
mm-hmm.
and they were saying that the government had planned that. They had like planted bombs or something like that
in the
construction of the building.
Well, see, one of the problems of Missy is that, you know, it was an inside job, but you know what we don't take into account that it wasn't just the United States. It was basically a criminal element within the United States that was financed by several governments, not just. It was financed by several governments to take it out. And the reason why they did it is because they wanted to level the playing field, just like they want to do with global warming. They want to be able to create a world government so everybody gets paid the same amount of money, everybody gets treated the same, and they have to instigate this new world order in order for them to control the entire planet, the information, the money, and the drugs. That's why they want a healthcare program, because it's another system of surveillance.
Yeah, it's another way for them to take our money.
Right. Try and get Vicodin or hydrocodone. I was just hearing the other day about how Oregon now, you have to get a prescription to get pseudoephedrine because of meth. And they're going to implement it around the world. You know, I have not been able to get anything for my sinuses because they're worried of giving it to you because you're afraid you're going to sell it to some meth addict. And I'm fed up. I can't even get anything for pain anymore either. They're going to basically run checks and balances on you for the pain medication you want, for the other medications you need, and they create this hobgoblin of meth addicts, and they create this hobgoblin of people who are addicted to narcotics to make excuses for you. But you know what they'll give you? They'll give you pot. They're going to give you pot. Why? Because we're running out of money and people are fed up.
Yeah, and actually for my senior project, I did a 5-page essay on the legalization of marijuana. And, you know, it's like the government, if they start selling marijuana, then they would get a bunch more money.
Oh, of course they will.
They would tax it like no other, and they would get so much more money, and that is what's going to destroy us.
Do you think
we're giving to the government?
Here's something that we can think 21st century. Do you think we're in Afghanistan for oil?
Huh. Oh, God, no.
No, we're there for poppies.
Yeah.
Poppies. We're there for poppies. And it's because poppies create heroin. They create all the nice pain pills that we take, whatever we need them for our headaches.
Oh, for sure. And you know, poppies, they show up in drug tests, too.
Oh, sure.
So
it's just one more part of the surveillance system, and people aren't... What, now you have to strip? You know, I saw in Germany they were taking off their clothes at airports. I think they should do it in Oregon. What? We have no nudity laws. So, yeah, take off your clothes at the airport. That way you can save them the trouble of going through anything from deep cavity searches to whatever to find whatever because of the underwear bomber, which was also a staged event. You can tell that was, too.
Oh, yeah.
I appreciate it, Missy. Thanks for calling.
No problem. Thank you.
Take care. Let's go down to Dave in Longview. Hi, Dave. You're on Ground Zero. Hi, Dave. You're on Ground Zero. You there, buddy?
Yeah, I'm here.
Go ahead.
Hey, first off, I want to say I think you've got it right.
Thank you.
I work at INEL, which is the INEEL, Idaho National Engineering and Experiment Laboratory in Idaho.
Mm-hmm.
I've been driving through Portland for years, and every time we fire up our collider, we have to wear more protection than you could even believe that to be in the room.
I'll bet.
And the tone that you hear is kind of like what you said. but it's called a variable wave. So it starts in one frequency and continues through several at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
The other part is they don't know what it does. They just know that it causes cancer and you're not allowed into the L rooms unless it's absolutely necessary.
Now, something that big can be pinpointed over a general area. Do you think it would cause resident problems with the tectonic plates causing earthquakes?
Guaranteed.
Man, I appreciate you backing me up. I appreciate that very much, because it's like I could be talking here all night and I could send those waves down and I could say, hey, look, they pinpoint those waves. They take an electronic force and, they have those waves that could knock out power. They have all those things. Just one wave will do it.
Right. And you got to remember, even the neutron was designed through that, where it kills the people, the mammal, but leaves everything standing.
Right.
It's the exact same thing, except it's focused in a direct column.
Jericho effect is what I'm calling it, because it brings the walls down and it leaves you there wondering what the hell happened.
You know what's funny? You started talking about it and I got these weird hairs standing on the back of my neck going, wow, I'm glad I'm out here doing an ocean project on tectonic plates for them right now.
Oh my God. So, how are we looking here in the Ring of Fire?
You know, it's terrible. And the problem is it's moving on a greater proportion than they want to tell anybody because of the tsunami fear.
What is our P wave ratio? Do we have are the P waves high or are they low?
High.
Oh, my God.
The pinpoint pressures are grinding higher than they've ever had them. So they have no way of saying the frequencies are changing in the last 70-day cycle, and they don't understand why. Because it's been pretty consistent, and they've been able to say, all right, look, it's going around in a clockwise direction. The pressure plates are pushing in a westerly manner right now against our coast. And then suddenly it changed about last September.
Interesting that they fired the CERN first time in September, isn't it?
Well, nobody has said that over there. And what's also strange is they don't have a clue.
Oh, my God.
If you tell the sheep, the problem is the sheep are going to panic, and the wolves don't like that.
No, they don't, and yet we're seeing it happen, and they're blaming it on global warming.
Yeah, that's probably a 1% probability of not being true.
Yeah, well, hey, you know, your call really helped out tonight. I appreciate it, man.
Hey, anytime. I'm sorry I'm out of range and didn't get to hear your show, but now that I know you're on, I'm going to put it on my computer.
Thank you so much, man. That's ZeroPointRadio.com, by the way. ZeroPointRadio.com. You can pick it up on there. Thank you. Let's go to Luke now in Aloha. Luke, hi, you're on Ground Zero.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
Hey, I'm a first-time listener about a couple weeks now. And I've been thinking about paranormal activity and everything. And I watched a show on TV the other day. And this lady was driving with her family going home from dinner or whatever, and a spaceship supposedly came down over her car and heated up everything and gave them nuclear activity in their bodies and everything. And after the spaceship left, she saw many of helicopters. She said it was...
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. It's called the Cash Landrum incident.
Yeah.
Yeah. A woman was driving in Texas, and she saw this thing in the sky, and she thought it was the second coming of Christ. She got out of her car to praise Jesus, and the thing gave her radiation sickness.
Radiation, exactly.
That's really scary, and it happened in Texas, and the woman finally died of cancer, but her daughter is still burned, and I guess her little boy is still burned from it.
Exactly.
Amazing.
And I'm just trying to figure it out. Like, I know there's activity out there. I know there's other life. I know we're not the only ones in this atmosphere. There's so much out there to be explored, and we can't begin to explore it because we don't have the technology.
It's infinite, but we do. I think we do have the technology. It's just that we're not being told everything we need to have be told. So that's the problem.
We do have the technology, and that's the government is holding that back.
Of course they are.
They don't want us to know.
Of course they are. I appreciate the call. Let's go to Philip now in Portland. Let's go to Philip. Hi, you're on Ground Zero.
Hey, I was talking about, how are you doing?
Talking about what?
How are you doing?
I'm doing good, how are you?
I was reading the Bible a little bit ago, and I've been listening to this for a while, but the last one and I didn't come into this, I didn't start listening to you till later,
mm-hmm.
but like the earthquakes, I was reading in Revelations about the earthquakes, and then they said before Christ would come, there would be a lot of earthquakes, and more stuff would start happening,
mm-hmm.
and all this other stuff, and then, like, I think, like, I had two stations ago or something, you were talking,
about Jericho?
How when the alignment into the court, what was it called?
Ophiuchus?
Yeah, the alignment up to there, and it would be about somewhere around toward 2012. I just think that's, it's like it's around there.
Yeah, we're pretty close, aren't we? We're starting to see it happen now. See, that's the thing that you have to think about that. I didn't even think about 2012, but then again, you know, they say, well, that's not going to happen. Yeah, we're seeing these devastating earthquakes. We're wondering, what the heck's happening? So there are a number of reasons why this could be happening. But then again, once again, we got a Occam's razor tells us that the most logical thing is that it's natural. And yeah, it happens all the time on the planet. We have earthquakes all the time, but a cluster of them. We had Arcata, California. We had Venezuela, Argentina, and Haiti. But we're focusing on Haiti because it was the most devastating one, and Haiti now is in very much, they are having the zombie apocalypse as we speak.
Yeah, I think people just need to start opening their eyes and look at what's going on.
No, I hope so. Thanks for the call.
Okay.
Let's go to Mike. Richfield, Washington. Hi, you're on Ground Zero.
How you doing?
Good, how are you?
This is amazing. First of all, something important I think you should know. I don't know if it's anything in particular, but every time you talk about something sensitive tonight, and I'm not even that far from you, but every time you get to something sensitive, my radio signal just fades out. I finally had to call. That way I could listen to you and get a hold of you.
Well, you can listen online, too. You just go to zeropointradio.com and listen there. It's another place you'd listen. And KUFO has a place where you listen to me as well, KUFO.com.
Sadly, I'm at work and can't access that.
Oh, it's too bad. So what's on your mind tonight?
I'm sorry, what?
What's on your mind tonight?
I'm absolutely amazed you opened my eyes to the HAARP thing. While I think the Hadron Collider is somewhat important, I really think HAARP is the biggest contributor to some of these things. I'm kind of a weather geek, and I follow a lot of the different changes and so on.
If you're I love it. You're a weather geek. Have you been studying meteorology for a while?
You know, I don't study it. It's more of a hobby. I'm a firefighter, so I mean.
Oh, awesome. Okay, so tell me what you're thinking.
It's kind of amazing. It's just the HAARP being the high velocity or high accuracy vertical velocity type beam it is. You're punching a hole in our stratosphere. You're messing with the chemistry of our planet. If you look at the Farmer's Almanac and kind of look at the different trends and patterns we have, they've all matched up basically up until the last 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And as we get closer to 2012 or however people want to look at it, we see more and more man-made weather, more and more change in the weather because of man-made events.
You're seeing different cloud formations that you've never seen before. You're hearing about different fluctuations.
Barometer
changes abruptly, magnetic changes abruptly, all caused by major magnets. What's that?
Have you noticed how quick the storms have been coming in off the coast over the past 2 weeks?
Sure. I've noticed it. Yeah, they're coming in quickly. But I just think the anomaly here is that if, like they said, if CERN, something screwed up with CERN or something screwed up with HAARP or any kind of HAARP technology, we'd be seeing strange weather and we would be seeing earthquakes. Well, we had our strange weather. We had everything go down. The cold went down into the Gulf states. We're like 27 degrees in Miami-Dade County, Florida. I don't know.
Oranges, we're losing our strawberries.
Yep.
It almost seems like, you know, let's kill these particular crops. So that way we can raise the prices on these ones over here.
That's right. And once they raise the prices, they're not going to bring it back down. Hey, I appreciate the call, and thank you so much for contributing to the show tonight. Take care. It's 1-800-344-KUFO. 1-800-344-KUFO. Tonight we're talking about the Jericho effect, the resonant effects, earthquakes, and bad weather caused by HAARP technologies, and quite possibly the Large Hadron Collider that fired up in September, fired up again in December. In fact, these earthquakes happened a month to the day that we saw the spiral over Norway. We'll be back. Keep it here.
UFO Rock Report.
System of a Down has been inactive since 2006, but bassist Shavo Adagian recently hinted on his Twitter page that a 2010 reunion is possibly in the works. This week on Twitter.com/officialShavo, the musician wrote, "Are you guys ready for System? I'll keep you updated on any other news about this possible reunion." And Weezer have a lot of hits. Drummer Patrick Wilson told me about how they weed through 7 albums worth of material to pick the set list for their live shows.
At this point, it's such a mathematical process that it's pretty much guaranteed that all the singles will be in the set list and some deeper cuts will be thrown in.
The Rock Report is brought to you by McDonald's. I'm Art Webb.
Rock. Rock Report. 101 KUFO. 101 KUFO. We care a lot.
There's one gift you can always count on to save the day. It's the gift you give to the American Red Cross. Visit redcross.org today. Children who spend time with their parents are less likely to drop out of school, abuse drugs or alcohol, and are more likely to finish college. So imagine what a little time can do for your family. From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. As Oregonians hit the slopes, it's important to be prepared. Avoid ski and snowboard injuries by being aware of your surroundings. We all share the mountain. From the Adventist Medical Center.
101 KUFO.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com for a limited time only, and you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select one item at 50% off, you'll receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus a free extra gift so sensual, we can't even mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not kidding. So check out adamandeve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type WOW for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use the offer code WOW at adamandeve.com.
I'm not comfortable with this. I think Jason should go to college now. I don't want him putting this off. He's already talked to a recruiter. Could you just talk some sense into
it? I understand, but I think if you just listen to him, you'll see. His decision makes a whole lot of sense. He wants to go to college right now, but he also wants to serve. That's why he's been talking to a National Guard recruiter.
The National Guard gives young men and women the unique opportunity to serve their country and communities part-time while they attend college.
You know, we've also got to figure out how we're going to pay for all this. The way things are these days, tuition, room and board, they're through the roof. And with our finances...
Honey, don't worry. He's worked that out with the Guard recruiter, too.
Plus, with the National Guard scholarship and other financial benefits, college students can graduate debt-free. Get to know what serving in the National Guard can do for your son or daughter. Visit NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Oregon National Guard. Aired by the Oregon Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Ground Zero. With host Clyde Lewis.
I'm Clyde Lewis. This is Ground Zero. Yeah, by the way, for those of you that can't pick us up on the radio or you're having a hard time, we're going in and out. ZeroPointRadio.com is a place to go. They have chat, too. Go into the chat room at ZeroPointRadio.com, or you can get it off KUFO's site, whichever you choose. But we have a nice little group of people out there, RF Burns, and we have, once again, Michael, I call him Max, from Canada, who did a great job on the website tonight. We thank him for that. In fact, he went the extra mile to get all the videos up. GroundZeroMedia.org. You go right to the video where it says Breaking Links. You go there, Breaking News Links. You'll see all the videos I'm talking about. The video of the dog bolting it before you heard the tones. You get the warbling effect from that camera. And what I want to play for you now is part of a video that we have on the site as well. What you see if you go to the website at GroundZeroMedia.org is the entire area of Port-au-Prince destroyed and a young girl panicking. And at the end, she says in English, "The world's coming to an end."
The world is coming to an end.
I want to point out something to you as well. if I hear one more person, if I read one more article where a date comes, or something like 2012, for example, or some other date where somebody says the world's going to come to an end and some idiot says, we're still here. Nothing happened. Nothing went wrong. You know what? The world ended on the day that earthquake hit Haiti for those people there. The world ended for them. The world ended for those people who are now lying as cordwood to block the roads. The world ended for them. The world ended for those people that are stuck in those buildings. The world ended for them. The families that are crying and tragic, the world ended for them. And a few people like Mercy Corps and others, they're going out there to help these people out. Okay? And there are others who show up like ghouls to basically say, oh, well, we're going to take notes to see who can help you out here. We're the government. We're here to help you. United States government. My name is Bill Clinton. And my name is George Herbert Walker Bush. Yeah. You trust those men? One's a CIA and the other guy, well, a drug trafficker and sexual molester. Yeah, I trust both of them. Let's go to Dan. Hi, Dan, you're on Ground Zero.
Hello?
Hey, how you doing?
Pretty good. Listened to your show a few times.
Yeah?
And I definitely enjoy it.
Thank you so much. Thank you for being out there.
One of my questions was, is I actually went on the website, USGS Earthquake Hazard.
Mm-hmm.
And it said, because I just moved up here. I live in Salem. I just moved up here from Northern California. I actually moved up here from Arcata.
Okay.
And I talked to a few friends of mine,
mm-hmm.
and they said that they didn't, I mean, there was an earthquake, but they didn't really hear anything. And it says here on the USGS, I'm actually online right now, it says it was only a 3.9.
No, it was bigger than that. It was bigger
now,
than that.
I'm not saying that the USGS is going to give you accurate information. I mean, come
well,
on.
Well, I think they tried to. I was. You heard the CNN report. They said 6.0.
And I actually didn't hear anything about that until I listened to your radio show tonight.
No, well, it was a 6.0, and as I said before, the tones that people heard, only certain people heard the tones. And something called seismic chirping, they're investigating the idea of whether or not the Earth chirps before it happens. And there's also something called the Charlotte King effect. I tried to get a hold of her. Charlotte King is a well-known person who lives in Salem, Oregon, who basically hears earthquakes before they happen because she says there's a huge, like, sirenized tone that happens before they hit.
I'm a 100% believer in that,
mm-hmm.
but a lot of my friends that live down there are actually my age, which are between 25 and 30.
Yeah,
and they said they didn't hear anything, and it just started. It shaked, you know, it shook a little bit.
Yeah, or nothing. They didn't notice. Yeah, I mean,
GS site here says only 3.9. I was just like, wait a minute here.
Mm.
You're saying it was 6.0.
Mm.
They're saying it's a 3.9.
Well, if you take a look at the video on my website, it looks pretty harsh. I mean, if it's a 3.0, I've lived through 3.0s here in Oregon. And, in fact, I'll tell you the honest truth. There was a 3.0 that happened here a while ago, and it was centered somewhere on Belmont and 21st. And near that park that's out there. I remember if you can look it up, I can't remember what date it was. But I swear to God, before it hit, my ears felt like they went from one left to right. The pressure in my ears changed, and then there was a jolt. I live in a basement apartment up near the West Hills. I don't live there now. I live out farther north, Portland. But I felt it, and I heard something. I heard a low frequency go through me. And I'm pretty sensitive to frequencies. So some people, if they notice them, they do. If they don't, they don't. It's just because, you know, some people can notice them and some people don't notice them.
Well, that's totally believable because I can hear things. You know, I've lived in L.A.,
mm-hmm.
and I've heard, like, weird tones. Before an earthquake came about, myself, I wasn't there for this one because, I lived here for the last 2 months. I wasn't there for this one.
Right.
And when I was living there, there was earthquakes off the coast, and I did hear this weird tone in my ears, and I'm just, you know, I told my friends, I was like, hey, what is that?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I don't know, and all of a sudden, things kind of shook a little bit.
Another thing that happened before the earthquake was all the sea lions went up to Newport.
Yeah.
And they were saying, well, because the anchovies are up there. Well, maybe so, or maybe they heard that something was going down and they wanted out of there. But that dog bolting, you need to take a look at that video. You'll love it.
I'm going to have to check that video up.
Yep.
I was just letting you know that on the USGS site,
3.0.
You're saying it was only a 3.9.
Okay, I'll check that out. 3.9, I'll check that out. Okay, thank you for the call. We're going to go to Justin now. Hi, Justin, you're on Ground Zero. Hey, Justin.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, okay.
You're on the air, dude.
Oh, okay. Hey, hey, Clyde.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, man. Yeah, I was just calling to see if you've seen that Jesse Ventura on HARP. Jesse Ventura as a show.
Yeah, I caught it. In fact, I wanted to watch it before I came into the show when we talked to Nick Begich. In fact, I wanted to get Nick on the show, but I haven't talked to Nick in a long time. I'm probably going to get him on eventually and have him talk, and I wanted to get Charlotte King on, too. It's just that I wanted to throw all this together because new stuff came down and sat and fell in my lap, and I'm thinking, you know, I got to talk about this before I go absolutely crazy.
Right, absolutely. And, you know, for a couple years ago, I wasn't really into this stuff either. There's been a buddy of mine who has been kind of waking me up to what's been going on,
mm-hmm.
and all this, and I've been watching stuff like this, and it's funny, a lot of people coming out of the woodwork, you know, ex-scientists and military personnel that can't handle it. If you go to the HARP website, they actually put on their questions and answers that people have been asking.
Mm-hmm. And they'll tell you, no, we can't control the weather, although they have a thing called controlling the weather by 2525.
Right.
The Air Force wants to be able to control the weather by then. And the technology existed in the times of Tesla, the Nazis, and with the Russians. And they used to send that frequency. I can't remember the name of the frequency, but they used to send that at us all the time. It was a buzz and a hum, and it caused all kinds of people to feel sick. In fact, it killed a few people in the U.S. Embassy.
Right. Right, yeah.
So those type of weapons do exist, and they can cause earthquakes, and they can cause weather problems.
Yeah, it's just, you know, it's just interesting right now with what's going on in the world and in our country.
I agree.
And everything, and people just need to, I think, wake up.
As I said, 21st century thoughts, 21st century threats. Let's get our minds out of the 20th century and start thinking 21st.
That's right. People need to start, you know, taking action for themselves. And
exactly.
And everything. Well, hey, thanks for taking my call.
Hey, thank you, Justin, for calling tonight. Good call. Let's go to Zach right now, calling from, I think he's calling from Wilsonville. Hi, Zach, you're on Ground Zero.
Hey, Clive, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Hey, just a couple quick questions. Talking about.
Sure.
I know that the USGS did put that out on their website, but I'm also a California/Seattle native.
Uh-huh.
So I felt, you know, 7.2s, and then I felt like about 10 years ago they had like a 4-pointer.
Mm-hmm.
Here in Seattle,
mm-hmm.
but because of the way that the, you know, the plates are structured, the one in Seattle actually felt way worse than any of the 7-pointers that I experienced in California.
Wow!
As far as just the liquid, you know what I'm saying? It's almost like you're standing on a bowl of Jello. As
mm-hmm.
we're in California, you can like see the waves rolling at you.
Mm-hmm.
And also the sound that you guys are hearing, maybe that the if it's any kind of explosion, at least of course there's always going to be sound waves that travel in front of.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the actual physical. So,
sure.
But you know, the reason I called that's, you know, not the earthquake thing. What do you know of, have you ever heard of vortex-based mathematics?
You know, I haven't heard anything about vortex-based mathematics.
Okay, well, basically it's just a part of quantum. There's a guy out there called Marco Roden who's basically not really super educated, but he's got all of his information backed up, and what he's done is he's created this mathematics system that's based on the Heisenberg theory. I don't know if you know what that is.
Yeah, Heisenberg theory of uncertainty.
Right, yeah, or the double experiment, some people know it as.
Mm-hmm.
As to where the particle tends to, you know, want to be one thing until you...
Right, just because we can't see the particle does not mean it doesn't exist. In fact,
right.
Stephen Hawking used Heisenberg to prove that Santa Claus existed.
Exactly.
And you can.
What this does, and you can do that too. What this does is this basically puts the power of people's minds. You know, like everybody's looking for God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and people need to turn that eye on themselves and start living.
That's the truth. I agree with you. I totally agree with you because that seems to be what Heisenberg is. Is the idea that, you know, you can't rule out the idea. I mean, Occam's razor says, well, everything has a logical explanation. Heisenberg says, well, just because you can't find a logical explanation does not mean that the supernatural can't exist or something beyond this earth can't exist.
Exactly.
I appreciate the call. You're breaking up. I got to go to another call. Let's go to Steven. Hi, Steven. You're on Ground Zero.
Hey, yeah. I wanted to talk about chemtrails.
Well, we're not talking about chemtrails tonight.
Oh.
Well, it says here you want to talk about the tones, right?
No, I'm just saying the weather and how the chemtrails can be affecting, like, the hurricanes. And stuff.
Well, chemtrails can. I agree with you. I don't know. Do you think they use them in adjacent to HARP? I know some people have that theory.
Oh, I don't know anything about that.
You don't know anything about HAARP? You don't know how maybe they use them as a grid system to basically pinpoint these waves, these carrier waves?
Well, yeah, that'd probably be possible. But I'm saying chemtrails can be tied with that, you know.
It can be. I mean, some people think that, and other people think that they're being used to basically cure us from some disease or something like that, too. You never know.
Yeah, chemtrails can, like, it pollinates with our plants, and it, like, pollutes the atmosphere, and it can change the weather. Like, you know, why do you think, like, there's just the seasons are off now, and you know, there's, like, Arctic storm blasts in, like, New York and stuff.
It could be. I mean, that's the thing, is that you never know. I'm not a scientist, and with all this stuff going on, there's just too many things happening all at once.
Yeah.
I appreciate the call, man. Let's go to Mike in Longview. Hi, Mike. You're on Ground Zero.
Hey, Mom.
Yeah, you're on the air. Go ahead, man.
Oh, you were talking about the machine earlier, underground machine.
Yeah, I'm talking about CERN. I'm talking about the super collider. I'm talking about HAARP. Yeah, what up?
Yeah. Hey, I was wondering, why is it we as people haven't gone over there and tried at least stopping them from doing that?
Well, people protest all the time. You can't stop it. There's big money behind it, and they say it's harmless.
Yeah, well, I think it's just that some people are lazy and don't want to get up and protest against it. I think we should.
I think a lot of people don't want to protest because it means somebody's going to get hurt.
Yeah,
I think a lot of people just don't. I mean, the idea is that they can sit at their internet computers and they can bitch and moan all they want at the computer. I think that a lot of people are armchair protesters, and a lot of people are saying, "Yeah, it's a bad thing. Somebody should do something about it." Okay, and if we all say somebody, it's like there's a fire burning, and somebody's assuming that the fire department's been called. Or somebody's assuming that somebody's trying to put out the fire, but the fire still burns, and no one takes the opportunity. I mean, I get on the air, and I send out the warnings. What you do with these warnings is your business, and I don't want you to take my word for it. I want you to, when you listen to my program, take notes, look things up, and I'll tell you what, you'll find this world is a much more interesting place than what you hear on CNN, Fox, MSNBC, or all the networks. You're going to find there's something out there that's more interesting than Britney Spears, something out there that's going to be more interesting than whether or not, whether or not Brad and Angelina Jolie are having a spat, or whether or not someone's fat or losing weight or gaining weight or all this other crap, American Idol that becomes news all of a sudden, or Dancing with the Stars, what crap? You know, let's talk about something that's far more interesting. But no, people are all caught up in their football games. They're all caught up in their basketball games. They're all caught up in this hyper-reality. But the reality is that things are happening, and you need to get involved and pay attention and know what's going on so you don't get sideswiped in the end.
Yeah, I agree 100%.
Hey, I appreciate the call, man.
Yeah, you too.
Take care. Let's go to Frank now. Hi, Frank. You're on Ground Zero.
Hey, Clyde. I've called in and talked to you a couple of times, and I got some information for you about weather control.
Okay, let me know about it.
Well, last year, specifically around November, China actually used it, and I've done some research on it. It's called cloud seeding.
Oh, they do that too. Yeah, it's ionized seeding. Yeah, they do that.
It's silver iodide.
Yeah.
It's just one specific form of weather control that can be pushed out there. And it just kind of frustrates a lot of callers seem to not know that exists. It's weather control. You're messing with stuff and making something happen.
Well, a lot of people don't believe that your weather can be controlled. A lot of people don't believe that there's technology that where you can make earthquakes. I mean, Tesla talked about it. The Nazis had it. Russia had it. They were told not to use it. But, you know, Americans, that's a different story. We've got all these huge arrays, these electronic arrays that fire huge amounts of electricity in the air that causes the ionosphere to burn, the troposphere to tear a hole in. We got this thing that went on in Norway where CERN fired. People are debating on whether or not something slammed together, but yet there was this thing that looked like they said, well, it's a Russian rocket, but the Russian rockets don't open up big black holes in space. They just don't.
I remember talking to you about it. It's just surprising. You know, I didn't know that Americans could think if nobody told them what to think.
That's true. Well, you know, it's because we're so busy, and everybody has their ideas of whether it's, like I say, red state or blue state. People want to know Republican or Democrat. They want to focus on that crap. And reality is here. Partisan politics are just nothing but another way to create a division. They want to keep you divided, but you need to remember there is no red state, there is no blue state. It's just the state versus you, and you need a right wing and a left wing to get the bird of fascism to fly. And people don't really understand that, and they need to.
Now, there are two things I want to talk to you about really quickly.
Quickly.
Last week, I talked to you about global warming, and I figured out why Oregon and California have been warm.
Why?
We had El Nino this year.
Could be.
It's been on our coast, and that's the only reason that our coast is in warm, and the rest of the thing has been cold. That's
I'm looking forward. I'm glad that it's warm. I like the warmth, actually. I think it's nice.
Oh, yeah. It is nice. It's nice and windy and moist, but not too freezing. The other thing was, a couple of weeks ago, you had that whole tone thing, people were calling about the cats and dogs.
Yeah.
People forgot that a couple of years ago, there was a movie called Resident Evil that came out.
Yeah.
On one of the scenes, they specifically played one of those tones to freak out dogs and cats to add to the effect of the movie. It was Marilyn Manson's idea, but they did it anyway. It was the dog scene in the kennel.
I had no idea. I appreciate that, though. Hey, I got to go. I got to take a break, but I appreciate I didn't know they put that in that movie.
Yeah.
I appreciate that, man. Thank you.
Have a good one.
You too. 1-800-344-KUFO. 1-800-344-KUFO. Tonight, Ground Zero. Talking about what might be happening out there. It's reported. I can only say reported and allegedly. Because I don't have the science to figure it out. And of course, science will be paid off to tell you, hey, it's all global warming. Look at East Anglia. What? You had these emails hacked. They went in there and they found out the scientists were lying. How can you trust science? How can you trust religion? How can you trust government? You can't. Because there's a lot of doomsday blueprints out there that they want to make sure that you're frightened of. We'll be back. Keep it here on Ground Zero.
Tired of your boring dead-end job? Well, listen to this. My office is 300 feet off the ground. I'm a wind turbine technician. Wind turbines generate clean energy from wind. At Northwest Renewable Energy Institute, get a jump on serious job opportunities in an industry that's growing fast. Classes start every month. In just 6 months, you're qualified as a wind turbine technician. Learn more at nw-rei.com. That's nw-rei.com. Or call 360-695-2500.
You've heard the expression, too good to be true. But KUFO.com's half-off deals are very good and very true. You'll save a full 50% on quality local products and services.
We've got deals for everyone. Oregon Humane Society, A-plus Auto Repair, Oregon Beach Vacations, and Sunnyside Automotive and Exhaust. Spend $25 and get $50 to local Portland businesses.
Get your half-off deals now.
They're just a few clicks away.
At KUFO.com.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com for a limited time only, and you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select one item at 50% off, you'll receive three free adult DVDs for a little inspiration, plus a free extra gift so sensual we can't even mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not kidding. So check out adamandeve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type WOW for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get three free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use the offer code WOW at adamandeve.com.
Armageddon.
Protons will be circulating 17 miles in circumference in a ring. They'll be slammed together to recreate a piece of Genesis. We're talking about the
Big Bang Theory. This could show us the creation of the universe.
That's right. On a very, very tiny scale.
The world will end. It is a belief founded on ancient Mayan prophecy, which is...
Hold on.
Something has
is moving between the sun and the earth and across a relatively narrow strip of the northwestern United States and central Canada. What you are seeing now is a picture taken from the Goldendale Observatory, and it's showing the eclipse of the sun over Portland, Oregon.
It's black here, getting to be totally black. People are hushed in what almost seems like a ritual thing that mankind has been silenced by in awe since the beginning of civilization.
us. This is Ground Zero. The number to call is 1-800-344-KUFO. That's 1-800-344-KUFO. Let's go to John right now. Hi, John. You're on Ground Zero.
Hey, what's up?
You go ahead. What's up with you?
I had two ideas. I've been studying what I would consider this Jericho effect for quite a few, almost 12 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And I've noticed just a few changes in our Earth. For one, our magnetic poles have been shifting for a long time, and it's now begun to be noticeable.
Yeah, the magnetic pole north fell as far south as Russia.
Yeah, and we have never, as a human race, have seen what effect that has on just daily life, our electronics, and ourselves. And, you know, so we're actually kind of living through an experiment on ourselves right now because of the planet the way it is.
Yeah, you look at a magnetic fluctuation, you start hearing more about people shooting up schools and shooting up houses and killing each other. Yeah, you hear more about people freaking out when the magnetics change.
And we lived here in Portland last year. We saw what happened. There were robins and hummingbirds in the middle of winter in a snowstorm because they thought they were far enough south when really we're too far north for them. And that shows us the proof that the animals aren't really sure anymore. They're kind of getting confused.
Really?
Well, yeah.
Birds get confused, and so do animals and dolphins, and they beach themselves when this stuff happens.
And this has been happening really common here during the winters in Portland the last 2-3 years. It just is a really come on, and that just proves that one of the parts of the Jericho effect, that it's slowly happening. We just don't know how to see it yet.
Yeah, it's because we're in the middle of it. You can't see a riot when you're in the middle. But I got to go to another call. Let's go to another call. Let's go to George right now. Hi, George, you're on Ground Zero. Quickly, George.
Oh, hey. I was wondering if they're like, using those machines, it's like maybe testing it out for war or something,
to save
other countries.
Yeah. Yeah, they do test it out on other countries, and they use earthquake machines for that. If they have the technology, and they say they do.
Yeah, I mean, that's insane, man.
It is insane. I got to go to another call. I got to go to Rammel. It's Rammel. Hi, Rammel. You're on Ground Zero.
Hey, I'm actually a first-time listener and a first-time caller tonight.
Thank you, buddy.
Introduced.
Go ahead.
To the show.
Sure.
And I'm sitting here listening to you, and me and my brother, we've been doing research about this kind of stuff for a while now, and it's been to the point now where we're just like asking ourselves, why aren't people waking up?
I think it's because they don't want to hear the truth.
I think it's exactly what it is, and I think that the more that people do what you're doing, and just every little bit helps people, the information that they get,
mm-hmm.
like you were saying earlier on your show, this is information for people to have. It's not bad or good information. It's what they make of it.
That's right. And you need to just kind of go out and study yourself like you're doing. I appreciate you and your brother doing that. We're going to go to another call. Let's go to Benton now. Hi, Benton. You're on Ground Zero.
This is Benton.
Hi, Ben. Go ahead.
Could you clarify the joke?
Yeah, okay. Joke caller there. Anyway, didn't really want to know anything, but that's okay. Some people don't want to hear it because they don't think, they don't think in the 21st century. They think in the 20th century. And, they're the type of guys that get the crap kicked out of them on the playground because they're still little kids. And that's what happens. Or what else happens is that somebody who knows magic, somebody who is very evil, somebody who has no feeling and doesn't care if he decides to cast a spell on them will do so. And a lot of people know how to do that. So thank you, Benton. I wish for you what you wish for me. I'm Clyde Lewis. This is Ground Zero every Sunday night at 10 p.m. We're here. You can check us out at groundzeromedia.org. Or you can also check us out at zeropointradio.com. They do replays, by the way. If you missed the show and you only got part of it, you can hear the replay tomorrow night at 10 p.m. on zeropointradio.com. Once again, I'd like to thank Michael for all his hard work, what he did for the show and put up that article called The Jericho Effect. Read it through. I'd like to thank him for doing that tonight and everybody who participates in this show to get it lit and off the ground. And to all of you out there that are studying, reading, taking notes, and knowing that this is the 21st century and that we're living in 21st century times and 21st century threats and scares, I appreciate you too. Spread the word. Tell everybody about this show. We're here every Sunday night at 10. We'll see you then. Take care. Good night from Ground Zero.